Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Gravitate Coworking, a workplace community of remote workers, freelancers, and entrepreneurs. Gravitate provides all the space and amenities necessary so you can focus on your work, creativity, and growth. With locations in Des Moines and Valley Junction, learn more at gravitatecoworking.com/IPR.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. In January, figure skaters Timothy LeDuc and Ashley Kane became national champions, earning the gold at the U.S. Figure Skating Championship in Detroit. On February 9th, they placed fourth at the Four Continents Figure Skating Championships, and they'll be the only U.S. team at the World Championships next month in Japan. These accomplishments are remarkable no matter how you look at it, but even more remarkable that when you know that just 6 weeks before the U.S. championships, Ashley was hospitalized in Croatia for a concussion she experienced on the ice. Timothy grew up in Cedar Rapids, and both Timothy and Ashley are with me on the line right now. Hello.
Hi. We're excited to be here.
Well, thank you both for being here, and congratulations on your national championship.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So great to hear that.
Well, I know that you've talked about it more than you want to, but Ashley, I've watched the video of that terrible fall. I watched Timothy cradle your head as he helped you back up off the ice, and then you beautifully finished your program in spite of it. Tell me how you're feeling now.
Right now, I'm feeling really good, really strong. We followed the concussion protocol to a T. We didn't push me, you know, our coaches and Timothy didn't push me too much leading into the national championships, but I was able to arrive at nationals feeling really confident in the training that we had put in. It was well into our season that we suffered the injury, so we were still pretty trained, so we didn't really lose anything. But I think the biggest thing that I got out of it was being able to listen to my body, be able to understand what it's going through. You know, I'm a little bit older now, so also my body needed to slow down. And so it happened at a certain time when maybe I needed to slow down. You know, it wasn't great that I suffered a concussion, but it also made me really aware of my body and what it needs now. You know, many people ask me, how did you get up and how did you finish and why? And for me, at the end of the day, I'm an athlete, and I heard our music, and it was like autopilot. It was natural to get up and keep going. And then when we finished, it kind of hit me of what had happened. But we've been able to grow as a team from it, and I think that the people around us kept us really grounded and kind of sheltered during that time so that we weren't giving out too much energy to what could possibly happen or maybe go wrong. You know, we focused on our plan going into nationals.
Were you experiencing fear getting back out there on the ice after having a fall like that? I think most of us would be so scared that it would happen again.
Mm-hmm. I had no fear. One of the first things I wanted to do was the lift that we had fallen on just to get it over with. But obviously I had to wait a few weeks to finally try it again just because of the concussion protocol. You know, as a pair girl, we're kind of a different breed. We put ourselves out there and get thrown and lifted every single day, and we're not afraid to get up and keep trying. It's pretty normal to me. But I think if there wasn't any doubt of what we'd be able to do at nationals, but it was more like, okay, if we do this and we follow this plan, we'll be able to do everything the right way and have this incredible moment. And we followed it, and I think that that's what showed.
Timothy, what has it been like for you? I mean, Ashley's the one that's had to recover physically from this, but you guys are a team and you went through this together, although you didn't have the physical injury. How do you cope with that? How do you recover?
Sure. I would describe it as every pair skater's worst nightmare, seeing your partner on the ice and knowing that you bear responsibility for that. It was really challenging to come back and to face the fears after the traumatic fall like that. But without a doubt, what got me through was seeing Ashley's courage day to day, seeing her willingness to do everything she could each day that we took the ice to be back at 100%. And it was inspiring to me. You know, I knew that I could not give up on myself because my partner had not given up on herself or the team. And our coaches did a really great job of keeping us intact and keeping us following the protocol. And when we showed up at nationals, we had no idea what was going to happen. We'd been skating well, but just you know, it was such a question mark going in. And so when we finished that long program and we just skated the program of our lives after everything that we had gone through, it was just this moment of like incredible release and emotion, because we knew we had done it and we had completed this incredible comeback story. And, you know, something you dream about as an athlete, having, you know, winning a national title, but also winning a national title under these circumstances was, it was really incredible. And I'm just so grateful that I have the team around me that I do, that helped me get through this, and our coaches and everyone at U.S. Figure Skating that helped us get through this. And now we are going into our first world championship as the top American pair after being the top American at four continents as well. And we're really excited to compete in our first world.
Absolutely. And Ashley, you said that you feel like this experience made you stronger as a team. Why do you think that?
It just opened up a whole new level of communication. I think that, you know, this is only our third season together, and we've been able to progress really quickly. And I think that that's because of the communication that we have had. If we have any issues, we talk about them, we lay them all out. But this was a whole nother ball game. You know, for me, every single day was different. I never knew how I was going to feel. You know, if you have a broken arm or a broken leg, you kind of know the recovery and when you're going to be able to take that cast off and use that arm or that leg again. But with a concussion, you know, some days I felt like nothing was wrong. And then another day I would come in and everything was fuzzy. I could only see stars. My balance was off. I had a horrible headache. And just being able to voice that and not be scared and keep that inside and have to go through that alone, I just laid everything out. And I think that that created a really good communication, because now I know that no matter how I'm feeling, I'm able to put it out there and no one's going to judge me for that.
Going into the Four Continents competition, you were experiencing some of the symptoms of your concussion again, weren't you?
I mean, the thing is that with a concussion, you're always going to struggle with the symptoms. Anybody that I've talked to who has suffered a concussion still struggles with the symptoms, even if maybe it's a few years later. So it's just being able to manage and see how my body is with travel, with the extra practice time. At Four Continents, I also was a little bit dehydrated, so I think I was feeling that as well. But also, I want to be open about what I'm going through. You know, I talked about feeling the symptoms at that competition and kind of people got really upset over it. But it's also like, okay, would you rather me keep it inside and go through this and not be open about the things that I'm struggling with? And I think that as an athlete, you know, we have to show that side of us or else we look too perfect and we're not relatable.
You finished fourth at Four Continents. You're moving on to the World Championships. Timothy, how are you feeling about this trajectory right now? What are your goals for the immediate future?
Sure. So we're very happy to have the national title, but we are not resting on that at all. We're really hungry to really push American pairs at this World Championship. So we are the only American pair going. It's the first time in a very long time that the United States has only qualified one pair team. And so going, we feel a little bit of pressure to perform, but we're also really excited for the opportunity to get the two spots back so that next year we can qualify two pairs to Worlds. So that's our immediate goal, is to place in the top 10 and qualify two pair teams for next year's Worlds. But also for us as a pair team to take a step forward at each competition is really important. We've come off two really successful competitions, and we know exactly what we need to hone and fine-tune for the World Championships. So we're looking for really strong programs, personal bests, and also setting ourselves up for next season and for eventually the Olympic season in 2022 to be a top team in the world.
Right. You were alternates for the Olympics in Korea. So as you look three more years out with your eyes on the Olympics, I mean, how does that inform your training and what you're doing? Are you already thinking that you're building for that moment?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. That's been our long-term ultimate performance goal from the moment that we started. And I think we did everything we needed to this season to set ourselves up for the Olympics in 2022. We are the top American team, and the goal is to remain the top American team going into the Olympics in 2022. So we're right on track.
Now, in addition...
And this is kind of like a fresh... No, certainly. It's like a fresh start as well, you know. we came into what you would call the quad halfway through the last 4 years. We came in as a pair team. So we were kind of on the back of like all the other pair teams that had been together for quite a few years at that point. And, you know, with the Olympics happening this past year, now it's like a completely fresh start, a fresh cycle. So it was a nice way to start this cycle for us because now we want to create a legacy within U.S. pair skating.
Absolutely. And we will keep watching. I promise. I want to ask you both about the advocacy work you do, because in addition to being world-class athletes, you also both focus on advocacy in different causes that are very close to your hearts. And I mean, Timothy, as an openly gay, an out figure skater, you have been groundbreaking in so many ways. You are the first out gay figure skater to become a U.S. pairs champion while being out. What does that mean to you?
It's fantastic. You know, I'm so grateful for the wonderful support system I have around me, and for all of the champions and open athletes that have come before me. I stand on their shoulders, and they allow me to be open about who I am. You know, I really struggled when I was a kid with my identity, and I really self-deprecated a lot because, you know, I didn't have anybody to really voice that it was okay to be gay and to unapologetically be your authentic self. I just wish that, you know, I had that skater growing up that I could see on TV, you know, winning titles and at the same time unapologetically being themselves. And I want to be that for the next generation. You know, LGBTQ people still face a lot of challenges. And if there's anything I can do to help bring the community together, I will do that with my platform. So I'm very humbled and honored for that.
And Ashley, this is our first real opportunity to talk. And last time I talked to Timothy, we also talked a little bit about your work with body positivity. But I want to ask you about it because I can, for so many of us who are outside the world of figure skating and being elite athletes, we look at you and can't imagine anybody body shaming someone as beautiful and strong and fit as you. But that has been a part of your experience as a female figure skater who's not tiny. Tell me about the work that you have been trying to do in raising your voice about loving your body and helping others feel the same way.
Certainly. I take a lot of pride in the body that I've been able to develop and build. I look at myself now and I see strength, but it wasn't always like that. And, you know, still to this day, I struggle with negative self-talk, with self-doubt about my body. And it stems a lot from criticism I've faced online, you know, people telling me that I wasn't the right mold. It would be hard for Timothy to lift me. Different things like that that I've had to face over the years, especially when we teamed up, people were just really super rude to me about my body because I'm longer. I'm a lot taller than the other girls. And so I kind of had to take a step back and realize that I'm not going to change. My body's not going to change. I'm 23 years old. It's not going to change. Yes, it can get stronger, but my height won't change. I'll stay the same. And I think just realizing that made me a little bit more positive about my body awareness and my self-talk. And I think I have been through a lot in this sport, and it's really hard as a female athlete to be able to have a voice sometimes and feel like you are able to say what you're feeling because we're supposed to be perfect. So just being able to be a part of some women's empowerment groups here in the DFW area and like support groups has really helped. And I've been able to be on different panel discussions and just to be able to talk about what I've gone through. And think if I can be a voice and, you know, kind of a person that people want to feel like they can come to ask questions or talk about experiences with, that's exactly what I want. You know, in our rink as well, we want to be role models for the younger group that's coming up because we know how hard this sport is, and we don't want them to feel like they're going at it alone. We want them to feel like they can openly talk to us about, you know, what they're feeling that day.
Have the two of you faced any criticism from people saying, hey, just focus on your sport? Why do you feel the need to speak out?
Yeah. I think sometimes people want us to shut up and skate, perhaps. But, you know, we have a responsibility to the next generation. They are looking to us on how to act and what kind of champions they eventually want to be. So I think it's really important to use your platform responsibly. And I just think it's wonderful that Ashley and I both can come together and understand each other's struggles and build each other up and lift each other up. And I think that's one of the things that makes us a really great pair team, and what has contributed to our success is that we both really support each other and really identify with that. And we both really appreciate the opportunity to speak about, you know, the things that we've struggled with in our careers. I think it's great.
We are going to go out here with a song written by your sister, Timothy, by Leah LaDuke.
Wonderful.
Called Get Up. Yeah. And this is a song that seems to accumulate meaning for the two of you. Ashley, in just a couple of seconds, do you want to tell us what this song means to you?
Yeah, certainly. It talks about what we've both been through, you know, with body shaming and with Tim, people telling him he's too feminine and he needs to look masculine. And basically, people telling us to be the people that we aren't. And every time we skate this program, it's really close to our hearts, because also Timothy's sister wrote it and is singing. And so we hope that everybody can, you know, gain some positivity from hearing this song.
All right. Well, Ashley, keep getting healthier. I just hope all the best for you as you recover from this concussion. And we will be watching the two of you from Iowa on the world stage.
Awesome.
So good luck to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Timothy LaDuke and Ashley Kane, they are national figure skating champions. They came in fourth at the Four Continents Figure Skating Championship, and they are the only U.S. team that will represent the United States at the World Championships next month in Japan. And again, this song written by Leah LaDuke, Timothy's sister, called Get Up. This is Talk of Iowa. I'm Charity Nebbe.
Face in the dirt, too big, too tall, not strong. Tell me I don't.